This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
That's why it's so important for you to get the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is ask. It's a free gift. All you have to do is ask God, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. I want your Holy Spirit. And mean it from your heart. God will give you the Holy Spirit. Then you'll have power, just like Samson. Samson killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. Now, no natural man can do that. But when the anointing and the Holy Spirit come on you, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost lives in you, you have power to do anything. There's nothing that you can't do. Not only do we have power, you know, that will come on us, but we have power that comes in us. That's what I'm talking about, the Holy Spirit. It comes in us. And Jesus told his disciples that after the Holy Ghost come, they would have power to be witnesses for him and of him. You know, because they walked with him for 3 years. So they could be an eyewitness to what he did, what he showed them to do, and what we're supposed to continue to do. We have this very same opportunity to just walk by faith. You know, we don't have to, we're not out there with Jesus walking, you know, in the valley, in the sun, on the mountaintops, on the seashore. But we have that very same opportunity. We just have to walk it in the Spirit and not by sight. We can't see it, but we walk it in the Spirit. You know, we can see Jesus, you know, we can't see him in the flesh, but we can see him in the Spirit. We can certainly see him in the Spirit. We not only can walk by faith, but we're commanded to live by it too. So that means when we couldn't walk with Jesus. We can't walk with him on the seashores and in the hills and in the valleys. And we couldn't see him. We couldn't see the things that he did. But guess what? Guess what the Bible says? We live by faith and not by sight. And we walk by faith. That's the same sight, and that's that same walking ability that those people had back then, there in those days. We have it today. The Word of God is the word of faith. It's what we teach, it's what we preach, and what we teach and what we preach to others. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about the word of faith. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." We know that perfect love casts out all fear. So when we know where fear comes from, it's easy to get rid of it. Fear comes from the devil. You know, when our love is perfect toward God, all fears will be gone. Fear carries with it torment, severe physical or mental suffering comes with torment. Comes with fear. We can see so much evidence of this today. People are afraid to leave out of their homes. You know, they fear other people. They fear being shot or killed as they leave their home. People are afraid that they're not going to have enough money after they retire to live off of like they want to. This is what people are fearing today. You know, people, they're afraid of dying. They're afraid of just about everything, you know. They're afraid to just get out and live life the way they want to, because they're afraid, you know. There's just so many things that causes people to be afraid or fearful. And if you look around, look in your home. There's somebody right there in your home that's fearful and afraid. You just got to talk to them and find out, what are you afraid of? Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? You have to talk to people and find out where they are. And you'll find out most people are afraid of one thing or the other. But when you know that this tormenting spirit comes from Satan, fear is a tormenting spirit, and it comes from Satan, this should spark righteous indignation in you. And when you can take up the word, you know, and tell Satan, you're a liar and the truth is not in you. Amen. We have to talk to the devil. If he talks to you, then you're going to have to talk to him. Tell him God has given us, he's not given us this spirit of fear. God has not given this to us, but he has given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. And you got to tell him, and I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. That name, bless the name of Jesus. It's a wonderful name. And all we have to do is talk about the name of Jesus. Just call the name of Jesus. And he's right there. The moment we call him, he's instantly right there. And whatever we need him to do, he's well able to perform it in the name of Jesus. I have not been given the spirit of fear. And you got to tell him, leave me now. And you got to keep on confessing and meditating on these scriptures until fear leaves. And guess what? Fear has a departure time. It will leave because God demands it. Because he said perfect love will cast it out. It casts out all fear. Start learning how to love God with all that's within you. Because when we are totally obedient to God, when we are diligently keeping all the commandments, the fear will go from you. I just told you that. The fear will go from you because God demands it. And he has, whatever God demands, it is so. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth has not been made perfect in love. Saints, that's what I just told you. If you're afraid of your shadow, if you're afraid to go outside, if you're afraid to eat certain things, if you're afraid of anything, your love is not perfect toward God. He's not talking about just some normal old love that we think is love. You know, he's talking about the love of God. And God tells you what love is. He said, if you love me, then you'll keep my commandments. So he's telling you how to do this type of love that he's talking about that will cast out that fear. Just begin to love him. Keep all of the commandments of God. And then you'll know that you're walking in perfect love. Saints of God, as the church, we have a lot to overcome. That's why it's urgent that we start now doing the things we can do to self-correct ourselves with the word of God. Don't wait until Sunday service, Wednesday night services. Work on your soul right now. It's time to work now, right now. The Bible says you have to work while it is day, because when night cometh, no man can work. Isaiah 40:29 says, he has given power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Saints of God, God has provided us for everything that we need help on. He has provided that for us, and he will make it happen. But we have to know the word of God, and we have to use the word of God. In the times that we're living in now, many Christians are actually about to faint. They're about to quit, give up, just like the world. But isn't God wonderful? He has provided for us the day, that the very day that we feel like that we can't go any further, we don't have enough strength to keep going, all we have to do is cry out to him. Just like those blind men, you know, they cried out to Jesus. And they said, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on us. And guess what? He did. Jesus stopped. And he healed those blind men. You know, he can and he will do the very same thing for us. It's whatever we're going through, all we have to do is call out the name of Jesus. And he'll stop, saints of God. He'll stop and he'll help us. And the things that we have to trust him, we have to trust him in all things. And the things that we have to trust him, listen to this, we have to trust him in all things. And we have to believe that he is, he will do, and he's able to do everything that we ask him to do. God, he will, but we have to believe it, saints. This is the whole reason of this, for this point right in this little section. We have to believe that whatever we ask him to do, we have to believe him and we have to trust that he is willing and he is able to help us. Just like those two blind men in Matthew chapter 9 and verses 27 through 31, they believed and so do we. Let's read this Matthew 9:27-31. It says, and Jesus departed thence. Two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thy son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I'm able to do this? Jesus asked him a question. In other words, do you believe that I can do this? That's what I'm telling you. You have to believe that he can do it. Just don't go out and quote words and stuff and ask God for stuff. You have to believe that he's able to do this. That's what they asked. That's what Jesus said. And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. See, how quick was that? And their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man knows this. He didn't want them to tell anybody because he was not known as the Savior then. He was not known as the one that had to go to the cross. So he didn't want that to get word out there. But guess what? In verse 31, but when they were departed, these two blind men, they spread abroad his fame in all that country. See, they just didn't go back to their homes. They went throughout the whole countryside telling them about Jesus. And they went out. Behold, they bought to them. See, they went out. And they bought people. This is what verse 32 says. And they went out. Behold, they bought to him a dumb man possessed with devils. And when the devils was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. Saints of God, think about it. If that happens today, think about what people will say. It will be all on the news stations, all on the television stations, all on the radio about this woman or this man laid hands on these people and they were all healed. So they said they had never seen nothing like that in Israel. Verse 35 says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to preach and teach the gospel of the kingdom, not some generic message that we think is going to help people or just we're going to use to keep people in church so they keep paying tithes and giving offering and we're so happy and we're so jovial. No, you can't be happy and jovial when you see people dying all around you, people in the church dying, people in the church sick and on canes and walkers and wheelchairs, and you walking by there and you happy preaching this generic message and they're suffering. That's not the work of the church. Jesus went about healing the sick and every disease that was among the people. The power has been granted, saints of God. You can see how this church is shining in its finest glory as Jesus and his disciples, you know, walked that land. You know, these men of honor, of power, and of glory, the glory of God, through Jesus Christ, they took on Satan and the hordes of demons and